You know, and I think this is going, this has the potential to be a competitive advantage for smaller providers, smaller hospitals, medical groups. They don't have to do this themselves. If they can get out of the, like I said, the adversarial zero-sum game, that if we share data with providers or we share data with health plans, they're going to use those data against us, or whatever scenario comes to mind. If we can get past that and start dividing up the all the work that's being done and a lot of money that's being swept off the table by IT vendors who are offering niche services that, you know, ultimately never get used. If people think about what they're trying to fix it, and they look at the systems they've bought, they go, you know, we spent millions for this technology that we don't need. And the use of assets in information technology is not great. There's a lot of unused licenses sitting around for, you know, IT shops that have invested in stuff that proved irrelevant to the real task at hand. So I think one of the steps that we have to really focus on in terms of, you know, what do payers and providers have to do is stop figuring out that you have to do, or stop thinking about this as you have to do everything yourself. You have to share these, you're going to have to share data. I mean, forget about arguing about that. Forget about it. You're going to have to share everything. The deal is done. It's over. You're going to have to be transparent. Get over it. Stop complaining about it. And now you're going to have to really start thinking about new healthcare requires payers and providers to create new business models, because that's what engages consumers. And if they don't do that, and they each go after the consumer in their own way, they're just complicating the problem we have today, which is, I want to go to one place to get all my health data. I don't care, you know, the fact that it's a plan as envisioned in the regulations. I know a lot of regulators and a lot of providers around the country who have not yet internalized the idea that the connection for the primary connection for the patient is going to be the health plan. And that providers are responsible for providing the health plan all the clinical data that's necessary to maintain that connection and to inform the patient and make it possible for payer-to-payer connectivity to work. And if I were running a medical group or a community hospital, one of the first things I'd be saying is, how do I sit down with my major payers and figure out what I can upload? You know, what am I doing that I don't have to do that they can pick up with me? How do I sort of cement that partnership by taking over pieces of the business that they insist on taking over that I'm better equipped to do, like delivering care to the patient? I'm the one who's going to engage the patient. Give me tools, help my staff get trained so that the doctor doesn't have to talk to the patient about SDOH, or the doctor doesn't have to talk to the patient about their financial exposure, but they do have to have those conversations. So how do you help practices make that change, and how do you offload some of that work? So it's a hard conversation to have, but we're running out of time, I think, in this call, but also in general. So, you know, I think that's a big leap is, you know, sharing at the level of, you know, we call it workflow. Some of us call it routine. You know, we need to break our routines and our workflows to include our partners. And reduce our investment in the technologies that we thought were going to enable us to do these entirely by ourselves.